With yesterday, we spoke with Kura, who was on a night out on Friday night in Fremantle when she and her friends had their drinks spiked.
The scary thing for me was I left the venue on my own, left the group, and I was walking into Fremantle on my own. But I wasn't actually walking. I was staggering because I couldn't balance and I couldn't speak either. So a couple of good Samaritans saw me and were trying to render assistance. And at that point, my husband phoned. But there was about 40 minutes that I've lost completely.
We didn't name the venue yesterday, but to their credit, they have got on the front foot about this. Frio Social is the venue. It's the old fly-by-night opposite Fremantle Oval. Al Taylor is the CEO. Al, good morning.
Hey, Gareth. How are you?
I'm okay. What's your knowledge about what may or may not have gone on here?
Oh, well, the story is that there were we had an event on Friday night, large show, and Kura and three of her friends and a bunch of others were there. They were enjoying the show, and at some point in the night, someone spiked their drinks.
You're satisfied that that's what happened?
Sorry?
You're satisfied that that is in fact what happened?
Yes, 100% satisfied. Well, I'm not satisfied with it, obviously, as I understand, Kira left the venue earlier, but the rest left later and reported it to the police. And the police came to us at about 1 a.m. We provided them with all the security footage, and they are going through that. It's now in the hands of the police it's now a matter for them to deal with.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to review the footage yourself?
No, but one of our venue managers has. There's obviously a lot of footage because we've got a lot of cameras in the venue, but it's very difficult to pick it, but it is all with the police, and they're much better equipped at identifying people. And there's some other methods that we have. For example, it's a ticketed event, so we have all those people that bought the tickets that we can connect with if we need to. So there's a variety of different actions that can be taken.
Fair enough. How do you feel about someone allegedly spiking drinks in your venue? Is it something you have to deal with very often?
Oh, no, we haven't had to deal with it, I don't believe, before, but horrific, and it's terrible. I mean, I think one of the things is that I think generally the whole incident is terrible because you obviously want to create a space where people can come and enjoy themselves, and particularly in this climate when, people like to go out think about other stuff and, watch a band or whatever. And to have that happen just puts everyone on alert, and we're already on alert. So, I just think it's incredibly unpleasant for anyone, any venue for that matter, and you'd hate it happening.
Yeah. I sort of thought the drink spiking was perhaps something that had gone away a bit, but maybe not. Have you talked to other venue managers or other venue owners? I mean, is this something that all venues are dealing with? Is there a resurgence of this, or do you think that this might just be a one-off?
No, well, I can't speak on behalf of the other venues, and I can't really talk here. So I know that there has been drink spiking, and it happens. Obviously, there are all sorts of things that we want to monitor, like, drunken disorderly behaviour, aggressive behaviour, bullying, and all those sorts of things. So all those things you need to keep across, and we kind of communicate with the other venues in the area about, that sort of behaviour and what happens after the venue shut and all that sort of thing. But there hasn't been sort of any active conversations around the level of the drink spiking, but I do understand that there has been some in some other venues in the past, but I couldn't tell you when.
No, fair enough. All right, Al, good on you. I appreciate you speaking to us this morning. It does sound as though you have been proactive in response to this complaint, so well done.
Yeah, no worries. And I've spoken to the victims and the victim's husband, and they appear to be okay physically, but obviously this is something that they'll carry with them for a long time. It's a very, very scary circumstance, so just really, really concerned about them, of course.
Good on you, Al. Thank you for your time. Al Taylor, he is the CEO of Frio Social.